McGillicuddy Serious Party. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. http://en.wikipedia.org. The McGillicuddy Serious Party, MCGSP, was a satirical political party in New Zealand. For many years, from 1984 to 1999, McGillicuddy Serious provided colour to New Zealand politics to ensure that the political process is not taken too seriously. The party's logo, the head of a medieval court jester, was indicative of McGillicuddy Serious's status as a joke party. The party stood candidates in the 1984, 1987, 1990, 1993, 1996 and 1999 general elections, the 1986, 1989, 1992, 1995 and 1998 local body elections, along with various local body and parliamentary by-elections and even some university student association elections. Section 1. Origins. The McGillicuddy Serious Party was founded in 1984 in Hamilton as the political arm of Clan McGillicuddy, which had been established in 1978. Members of the clan had stood as candidates in 1983 local body elections in the Waikato, but the MCGSP was established in time to contest the 1984 general election. The party had a strong Scottish theme, and the kilt was considered to be one of the party's symbols. Initially, many candidates were students of the University of Waikato. They also included a number of street performers and comedic musical groups, such as the Serious Ukulele Ensemble and the Big Muffin Serious Band. Section 2. Challenge for the Crown. After discovering that he had some rather obscure relationship to the Stuart pretenders, Clan McGillicuddy advanced Bonnie Prince Jeffy the Reluctant as replacement for Queen Elizabeth II. The clan attempted to settle the matter by trial by combat, challenging the New Zealand Army to a pillow fight. Although HRH's official armed defenders declined the offer, the McGillicuddy Highland Army occasionally fought the Loyalist forces of Alf's Imperial Army, a pro-British pacifist warfare group who supported the Wizard of New Zealand and McGillicuddy's rival for the silly vote, the Imperial British Conservative Party. The party was sometimes the subject of aggression from unexpected quarters. In 1990, Green Party candidate Warwick Pudney challenged his Te Atatū rival to a paper sword fight in Aotea Square. The fight was declared a draw. Both combatants were treated for paper cuts. Unarmed insurrection having failed, the clan reluctantly turned to the ballot box, from 1984 to 1999 contesting general elections. Section 3. Candidate Selection. Party candidates for election were at one point selected through trial by combat, with newspaper swords and water balloons, the loser of the combat becoming the candidate. In 1990, this policy was replaced by standing several candidates for the same seat, it being illegal for the same candidate to contest two seats, doubling their chances of election, but legal for a party to have two candidates standing in the same electorate, halving their chances. In 1996, Canterbury regional electorate candidates were selected by a giant game of musical chairs in Cathedral Square, Christchurch. Whoever was sitting on one of the labelled chairs when the music stopped became the candidate for that seat. Candidates for proportional representation list seats were selected Cinderella style by trying to fit into labelled shoes. Section 4. McGillicuddy Policies. The McGillicuddy Serious Party's policies were selected on the basis of their absurdity and their impracticality. Central McGillicuddy Serious policies in every election were a return to a medieval lifestyle, known as the Great Leap Backwards, and the restoration of a monarchy supposedly based on the Scottish Jacobite line in the name of Bonnie Prince Jeffy the Reluctant. Other policies at various times included free dung, the abolition of money to be replaced with chocolate fish as legal tender, the demolition of the beehive, the demolition of New Zealand's Parliament buildings and all other buildings on a last-up, first-down basis, raising the school leaving age to 65, after the school leaving age was raised by one unambitious year, full unemployment, or at other times, full employment through slavery, restricting the vote to minors, that is, only those under 18 years of age could vote, announced when the voting age was lowered. Student loans for Plunkett, or at other times, kindergarten attendance. Prior to the 1984 election, David Longy's Labour Party promised to maintain free tertiary education, but Labour's Education Minister Phil Goff introduced student fees when elected. National Party education spokesman Lockwood Smith promised a return to free education if elected, but did not do so. Most McGillicuddy supporters were students and not pleased that both major political parties had decided free tertiary education was unsustainable, but deliberately lied about their intentions to attract votes. Abandoning male suffrage. New Zealand was the first nation to achieve women's suffrage and made a big deal of the centenary of this at the 1993 elections. Full hedgehog suffrage. After a goat was successfully entered into a local body election on Waiheke Island, the party unsuccessfully attempted to stand a hedgehog for Parliament, apparently solely in order to make prick jokes. Votes for trees. New Zealanders are notorious environmentalists, and the University of Auckland's ex-Marxist law lecturer Klaus Bosselmann actually seriously advocated giving trees, and other bits of the environment, some legal standing. The McGillicuddies were divided about whether native trees should be able to vote in Māori electorates, whether male trees as well as female trees should vote, and what the status of shrubs was. The demolition of the Auckland CBD in order to create a giant sundial using the Sky Tower as the gnomon, or at other times to protect the Sky Tower by placing a condom over it. There was controversy about the unfortunately ugly Sky Tower and the social impact of the casino it advertises. Replacing the Royal New Zealand Armoured Corps with mounted knights, claimed to be more modern. The New Zealand Army's outdated equipment was a constant source of quips and embarrassment in the 1990s. At the time, Queen Alexandra's mounted rifles operated FV-101 Scorpions and M113s. Building dreadnoughts in the Tamaki Estuary, a reference to the Royal New Zealand Navy's controversial purchase of Anzac-class frigates. An all-whites victory in the Soccer World Cup. Both the Labour Party and the National Party used the All Blacks victory in the 1987 Rugby Union World Cup in their 1990 campaigning. The All Whites stood about as much chance of winning the Soccer World Cup as Brazil have of winning the rugby version. An indecent society. Jim Bolger's National Party used the slogan, "A decent society." A potato famine. Prime Minister Jim Bolger's somewhat pockmarked countenance bore an unfortunate resemblance to the common garden potato. Much to his displeasure, he was widely known as Spud. The Royal New Zealand Air Force, with a typically Kiwi lack of reverence, christened his Boeing 727 Spud 1. Limiting the speed of light to 100 kilometres per hour. 50 kilometres per hour in Mount Roskill, Auckland's Bible Belt, because folks there preferred to be less enlightened. Linking the North Island and South Island by bulldozing the Southern Alps into Cook Strait. Postnatal abortion. the fundamentalist Christian Heritage Party used abortion as a major policy. Free Tongan citizenship. Dan McCaffrey, Labour's 1990 candidate for Te Atatū, was accused by National's Brian Neeson of promising some Pacific Islanders New Zealand citizenship if they joined the Labour Party. Tonga was at the time selling its passports to all comers, leading to a clampdown by other countries on people travelling under Tongan passports. McCaffrey's McGillicuddy serious opponent, Kit Boys, offered free Tongan citizenship to everyone who didn't vote for him. McCaffrey threatened defamation proceedings against a bemused Boys, who was McGillicuddy's spokesman for legalised theft, taxation, and also, unfortunately for McCaffrey, a law student. Airbags for the New Zealand Stock Exchange, following the 1987 stock market crash. Replacing the Queen's chain with hemp. A Labour Party policy was to protect and extend the Queen's chain, forcing farmers and iwi to allow public access to waterways. Candidate Dominic Worthington proposed replacing the chain with more environmentally sound hemp. The Queen, of course, was to be replaced with Prince Jeffy the Reluctant, and rather than limiting the chain to protecting water in aqueous form, the King's hemp would also be used to hold together water in solid form, such as the ice in New Zealand's glaciers and Antarctic territory, in particular the Ross Ice Shelf, which environmentalists are concerned may collapse and raise sea levels. Ultimately, it was planned that technology would regress far enough for it to become plausible to use the King's hemp to lasso water in gaseous form, i.e. clouds. Fixing accountants in concrete and using them as traffic barriers. Occasionally accompanied by a pledge to steal some of the monster-raving loony party's other policies as well. So possibly a reference to New Zealand political parties accusing each other of stealing policies, or possibly just silliness. Good weather, but only if voters behaved. And finally, the promise to break their promises. Section 5. Decline and Plummet. McGillicuddy Sirius attracted a surprising level of support and became one of the larger parties outside Parliament. On a number of occasions, particularly with the introduction of the MMP electoral system, it was predicted that McGillicuddy Sirius might actually win parliamentary representation, although this never happened. When the major parties boycotted the 1993 Tauranga by-election, the McGillicuddy Sirius candidate finished second to Winston Peters. A very, very distant second. Votes for McGillicuddy were most often protest votes, something that the party encouraged with one of its slogans, "If you want to waste your vote, vote for us." As time went on, McGillicuddy Sirius began to encounter the problem that often appears in joke parties, a debate about exactly how serious it should be. The original founders of the party essentially saw it as a bit of fun, aimed at providing humour and entertainment. This remained a major part of McGillicuddy Sirius throughout its history. Later recruits to the party, however, sometimes saw the party's satire in a more serious context, believing that it was a tool by which the political establishment could be ridiculed and challenged. In particular, a number of anarchists joined the party, seeing it as an antidote to the traditional order. The dichotomy, in essence, was between satire for fun and satire to make a political point. Many of the party's original members resented what they saw as a usurpation of the party for more avowedly political and anarchist purposes. They believed that even anarchists are not immune to being satirized, and that for the party to be openly anarchist was thus to make some area of politics off-limits to satire. This was seen as an anathema. In addition, they saw having a clearly identifiable stance as lessening the party's effectiveness as satirists. Other members, however, saw no problem with the more openly anarchist viewpoints that were expressed. Section 6. Disbandment. The 1999 election campaign was a disappointment. The McGillicuddy Serious Party gained only 0.15% of the vote, a considerable drop from its previous performances. Shortly after the election, the party disbanded, with its leader Graham Cairns walking around the square in Christchurch in winter with a sign hanging from his neck reading, "I am a liar," while informing people he was the only honest politician. Section 7. McGillicuddy Candidates. A number of former McGillicuddy Serious members went on to stand as candidates for real parties, particularly the Greens. Nandor Tanchos and Materia Ture, both Green MPs, are former members of McGillicuddy Serious. Other prominent McGillicuddy candidates from this first generation of McGillicuddy electioneering included founder and party leader Graham Cairns, Laird of Hamilton, Mark Servian, Katie Julian, a long-time party deputy leader, Adrian Holroyd, Cecil G. Murgatroyd, who subsequently stood against Australian Prime Minister Bob Hawke under the Imperial British Conservative Party banner, Sam Buchanan, Steve Richards, Donna Demente, and Penny Boosfield. Section 8. Younger Pretenders. Some of the party's original members were upset when their lifetime membership was cancelled. In July 2005, a McGillicuddy Serious Party put out a press release announcing plans to participate in the 2005 general election. One initial policy was to replace MPs with harmless jargon generators. The press release was put out by a former member without the knowledge of the Clan McGillicuddy's senior members and the MCGSP's former leadership. After intense discussions within the Clan McGillicuddy, no further press releases appeared, no official party was registered, and neither the party nor any candidates appeared on the 2005 ballot. Section 9. See also. Wikipedia also has articles called List of Frivolous Political Parties, ALF's Imperial Army, Imperial British Conservative Party, McGillicuddy Highland Army, The Wizard of New Zealand. Section 10. External links. The following websites may also be of interest. A copy of the 1999 McGillicuddy Serious Party Manifesto, available at homepages.paradise.net.nz/bernard.smith/manifesto/preamble.htm. Or Cecil Murgatroyd's election site, available at thimgy.apanay.org.au/tildemurgatroyd/capital-M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-U-M.html. This sound file, recorded on the 21st of February 2006, and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.